Our overview of the running backs in this year's draft class continues with a look at some of the sleepers among this year's running backs. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here at the big board we've got set up in the control room at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. The first guy we're going to take a look at is from Michigan State, Jeremy Langford, 6'1", 208 pounds. And if you're watching the scouting combine in Indianapolis last month, watching on NFL Network, you probably know about him because of his 4.42 40, best among all running backs at the combine. What you're going to see here in some of the clips, not only his speed, but watch his patience. Makes the block there, then waits for an opening, gets out, catches the pass. Very adept, and watch the moves there. You know, going through a thicket of Stanford defenders in the Rose Bowl back in 2014, but he's still able to weave his way forward for some yardage. Then you see that speed to the outside, beating the defender to the edge for the touchdown. You know, you watch him, he almost makes it look easy the way he gets outside and the kind of moves that he can make once he gets the ball. And he does have some power. He can bounce off guys. And another thing I like about him, just watch the way he reads his blocks. Very clean, very decisive, you know, and you'll see sometimes that he'll look one way and cut the other, but he has a very good sense of what the offensive line in front of him is doing. As you see right here, he reads the play and then he's gone, just like that, touchdown. So Langford, what you see and what you like about him is that the film, as you're watching here, matches up with the 40 time and the workout that he had at Indianapolis, and that's why I think his stock is rising right now. Next on the big board from Florida State, Carlos Williams, 6'1", 225 pounds. And why is that significant? Because if you watch the scouting combine, you may have seen him run a 4.48 40, one of the best among running backs there. And that makes him the best size-speed blend among any running back in this year's class. Look at him get to the outside. Look at, that's a big guy that's able to, you know, to get up to full speed pretty quickly. And then you watch him here on the wheel route from Jameis Winston. You know, that's something that you're going to have to do quite a bit of in the NFL of 2015. So, you know, he's got the speed, got the ability to make plays in the passing game. And at his size, you would think that he's also going to translate to being a good blocker in pass protection in the NFL. My only question on him, well, I have two questions actually. The first one is character concerns. He was investigated for domestic violence last year while he was in Tallahassee. And the other one is, you see good film on him, but it came in spurts. This was a guy who only averaged 4.6 yards per carry last year. I say only, that's still pretty good, but, you know, with his speed and his size and in the kind of electric offense that Florida State had, you would have figured maybe he would have averaged 5 or 6 yards a carry. So the film doesn't necessarily match the numbers in the workout, but at the same time, you saw some good stuff there, and it looks like he's going to be a second-round pick. Last on the big board among running back sleepers in this year's class from Boise State University, Jay Ajayi, 6 foot, 216 pounds, and a big reason why Boise State went all the way to the Fiesta Bowl and won it this year. Watch him. He makes the first guy miss there, makes another guy miss. That's very good. Yardage after contact, whether he's carrying the ball or catching a pass out of the backfield, which is something you've got to do in the NFL. He's able to get yardage after first contact, continue making plays, and you see the footwork. Those feet, they keep churning. He makes plays in the open field. He makes guys miss. That footwork goes back to when he grew up as a soccer player, and you can see he's still able to dance and make plays. Watch him. He's very quick to the outside, reads it perfectly, and then is very decisive. Even though he's got the good footwork, he knows when to dance and when not to dance. I like him a lot. There's one brief character concern about him, but I don't think that's going to be an issue going forward. And he had torn ACL a few years back. As you can see from this film, he's completely recovered and one of the best running backs in this year's draft class. It's a very deep running backs class, as you can see. I mean, I refer to these guys as sleepers, but they're second or third round picks, potentially, and I think all of them are going to work out as very outstanding backs in the league. Maybe the deepest class I've seen in 10 years, and certainly we go down the line, we'll talk more about some running backs available on the third day who I think are also going to represent good value. Until the next time we talk draft, I'm Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.